Hello, it's Christine. I'm sitting with Maisie Page, my special friend, and her mum. Because Maisie, there was an anniversary in 2018. What was it?
It was Blue Peter's 60th birthday last year.
What is Blue Peter?
It's a show on CBBC where they do world records and go outside and raise money for charities.
So right, and I think they have presenters, don't they?
Yes.
What are the presenters that you know?
Radzi and Lindsay.
And I think they also have pets as well, don't they?
Yeah, they have Shelley the tortoise.
But tortoises hibernate.
Yes, he goes into hibernation in the
winter.
Yeah.
So what do they do then? They can't have the tortoise on the programme.
No, she was made into a cartoon and she hides in the show and you have to spot her.
You have to spot her?
Yeah.
And how do they do that? How do they know where... Have they got an audience for the show?
Yes, they have an audience there and it goes on live on Thursdays at 5 o'clock.
That must be rather twitchy because you're live now and you're finding it quite difficult just to talk normally, aren't you? Because normally, listeners, Maisie's a lot more loud than this. They've got another pet, haven't they?
She isn't really a pet. She's a dog that comes on and her name is Iggy. And she's a guide dog who comes onto the show sometimes.
Is she a trainee guide dog?
No, she's a proper guide dog.
With a blind person?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're always sponsoring good things like that, aren't they?
Yeah.
So... What sort of... You said that they do games, haven't you? They go outdoors?
Yeah. Right? They have a Blue Peter garden, which has a path with all people's names and who have a gold Blue Peter badge.
And recycling?
Some of the Blue Peter badges, apart from the silver and the gold one, are recycled from yoghurt pots.
So they go for world records as well, don't they?
Yeah, they do world records on the show, like how many balloons can be made in 1 minute is one of them that they did.
And one of your favourite things, your mum's, cooking?
Yeah, they do cooking on the show. Like they did a Mother's Day one last year and they made a bed and breakfast for them and...
That must be difficult when you're going live on television.
Yeah, but they do... One of their most famous lines in it is, "Here's one we made earlier," and they like bring that up because they don't always make it live.
Right. And they raise an awful lot of money.
Yes, they do it for charities like Comic Relief and the Guide Dog Society.
But some of the daft things that they do...
Yeah.
You said something about custard.
Yeah, they did a swimming pool full of custard and cornstarch and they ran across it.
Well, hang on, say that again. They had a swimming pool full of...
custard.
And they...
ran across it.
Ran across the top of custard?
Uh-huh. It had cornstarch added into it so they could... It's as if they ran fast enough, they wouldn't sink.
Did they make it?
Some of them, yeah.
Did some of them sink?
A little bit. Some of them got on very, very custody shoes.
Of course, they seem to be always doing daft things.
Yeah, not always quite as daft, though. They once, last year they did a zip wire, and they went across a zip wire, and they went along it with the friction of a book. So if the pages came undone, then they would fall.
That's quite dangerous.
They had a harness on, at least.
But I remember them, I'm sure they've done some very dangerous climbing without any harnesses in the past.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, my favourite, and apparently your granny's favourite bit, is when the elephant came on, the baby elephant.
Yeah, and...
pooed. Not just pooed, but weed as well. And
I think the nerves got to him.
The elephant, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure it did. And I remember, well, our listeners will remember this poor, poor keeper slithering about on a wet studio floor and narrowly missing all the piles of poo. And I think the presenter there was somebody who comes from Halifax.
Yeah.
Somebody who came from Halifax. He's died now, called Peter Noakes. And his best friend was the dog Shep.
Yeah. Was it Border Collie, I think?
It was. Shep was a Border Collie, yeah. But from Halifax.
Yeah.
Just before he died, he visited Halifax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, anyway, you've got a Blue Peter medal.
Yes.
Your Blue Peter medal. It's a very precious one, I know.
Yeah.
Tell us how you got it. What happened?
I was in my bed and my sister's being read a story because it was bedtime. So, and our dog Bruno made this really, really weird noise and we thought he was attacking our cat. So I ran there to see if he was all right. But then actually he was trying to get the bird that the cat had brought in. And unfortunately the cat actually got the bird and hurt its claw. But it did actually settle down on our floor and I picked it up. And then we sent a picture of it to Blue Peter. And in about like 8 weeks I was sent a Blue Peter badge and a letter.
Do you wear this badge?
No, not really.
Why?
Because I'm too scared of it's going to get, maybe broken or lost.
It's too precious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even though it's made out of?
Recycled yoghurt pots.
So where is the badge?
It's on a notice board in our bedroom.
A smashing place for it. Yeah. Thank you for telling us about Blue Peter. Thank you for telling us about your badge. And thank you for rescuing the bird. Well done you. Well done you. Thank you, Maisie. Thank you, Mum. Thank you. Bye-bye from Christine. Bye-bye.